Houston Baptist University is a place that you could come and grow. I mean, and when I say grow, there's so many different avenues in your faith, and you as a human being, in your vocation, and who you are. I mean, the teachers, the professors here are phenomenal. The class sizes are small enough to where you can interact and really engage with the material given in your classes. The spiritual aspect, the component of it, I love that we have convocations once a week that we could go and learn and meet new people and interact with new people. I love the clubs that we have here. I love the campus. The campus is so beautiful.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Gabriel Bird is majoring in education, and he additionally serves as the head football equipment manager for the Huskies football team. HBU's education program encompasses numerous options for use in the K through 12 and higher education settings. Learners are prepared in subject matter competency and in teaching strategies. And it is a real delight to welcome you, Gabriel.
Thank you for having me here. Such an honor to be here with you today. So,
24 years old.
Yes, sir.
And your wife's an HBU grad.
She is. She is. She graduated from the biology department. She is from Finland, actually.
Really?
So she's European. Yeah, they recruited her to come play here. And she was here for 4 years. I met her her sophomore year, and it was magic from there.
Is she from Helsinki?
She is from Helsinki.
Really?
Yes, yeah, wow. She is. She's actually right there. She's there right now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, she went home for a little while. We actually found out she's expecting. So.
Oh, great. Thank Congratulations.
You.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you so much. So
Gabriel Jr.'s coming.
He is on the way. Hopefully it's a he. I don't know yet.
Is it a boy or girl?
I'm not sure. We'll find out when she gets back. Yeah, so we're kind of on the edge with excitement about that.
Well, you are majoring in education, and you also interface with the Huskies.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen?
Well, I was actually recruited to play football here out of high school. I went to Baylor High School down the street, and I was recruited to play at Texas Tech, and then I decided that wasn't going, and then I was recruited to play here. But then I felt the Lord calling me to youth ministry. I taught youth ministry for a couple years, and I had to give it up at the last moment, but Coach Vic so graciously decided to allow me another position to be equipment manager. So I've done that for the last 5 years. I was under the last equipment manager, who was the first one, and I got to take over his position once he left. So it was really a remarkable story, awesome opportunity that I got blessed with for sure.
Now, is your family a Christian family?
Yes, they are. My mom does attend church faithfully, and the environment I grew up in and the way I grew up, I wouldn't say it was a Christian basis, but my mom does definitely claim to be, and some of her actions definitely show that as well.
Yeah, and I was interested in your becoming a youth pastor for a little while.
Yeah, so I led a couple clubs in high school, a couple Christian clubs like FCA.
At Baylor, huh?
Yes, sir. So I was a vice president of FCA, I was over Young Life, and I did youth ministry at a church that I attended in high school. And then once I got out, it was kind of a burning desire of mine. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed helping the students and growing with them. So I decided that it'd be really cool to take it to the next level. So I was youth minister for 3 years at a church in Sugar Land. So I did that for 3 years. And when I came over to HBU, that's when I had first started. And so it was either I'll be a football player, or I can help people's lives out, young adults, young kids. So I decided to take the young kids over football.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, tell me why you came to HBU.
HBU, so it was kind of a funny story. Like I said, I was signed up and ready to go at Texas Tech. Everything was ready. All I had to do was show up on the doorsteps. And one faithful friend of mine just mentioned the name HBU and decided And they was like, oh, hey, there's no application fee and you don't have to write an essay. So just apply and see what happened. And sure enough, I did. And then one of the coaches contacted me and said, hey, we saw your film. It would be really cool if you come. And so we can meet you and possibly take the opportunity to let you play here. So I did that. And then I won some very gracious scholarships. And so there was a various amount of things pouring into the school. And I was like, what is going on? Something special here. So sure enough, I look into it and I got to know the coaches a bit and a couple friends that went to school here. And sure enough, I was like, all right, God, this seems like where you're calling me. So I'm just going to listen here. And so then once the equipment thing happened, it was set. This is where I was supposed to be.
And your life is different at HBU than maybe what it would have been at Texas Tech?
Oh, hands down. I mean, I met my wife here, so that's the number one. But definitely having the opportunity to be an equipment manager is something so phenomenal. Not many people hear about it. Not many people get the opportunity to even interact in that such a way. I mean, it's one of those positions that's kind of behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You don't really hear much about the equipment managers. You see the guys, and they're dressed up, and they look nice, and they have the cool gear on. But the process that it takes to get them to that level, the practices, and setting up before the game, staying late after the game, and doing all those things are really so crucial components to football. And so getting to do that was the most phenomenal thing of my life. It built so much character and camaraderie among my peers, and the football players, getting to know them and grow with them. Gosh, it was probably the best opportunity I got presented with so far in my life.
Now, how are you predisposed to have a good attitude and kind of be a leader and do that? I mean, typical millennials aren't always the most work your tail off, good attitude type people.
Well, that's a great question. I don't know. Coming out of high school, when I was in high school, I didn't have the best family situation. I don't know my father. Have seven siblings. My mom worked her tail off to do the best she could for us. And, you know, something just clicked. You know, I wasn't a Christian for a while. I didn't become a Christian until junior year of high school. So Something clicked. Before all those years, though, I was like, all right, you got to get out of here. You got to do something better. You got to strive for something higher. And whenever I tried to take the wrong roads, it was always like pushback. And so from that life, just drive and opportunity and things like that, I just kept trying to do the right things. And sure enough, when I became a Christian, I understood why even more. And it's just something that's dear to me, working hard, doing the things that I need to do, take care of my family, and be a light for people around me.
And the atmosphere at HBU would be notably different than at Texas Tech.
Yes, sir. Agreed.
I mean, obviously, you've met a number of great spiritual mentors here, hey?
Oh, yes, very sure. I mean, it starts from the coaches. That was the first thing I dealt with, you know, fall camp. You come in before school starts, and as a freshman, you know, it's all overwhelming. You don't know what to expect. You don't know what to do. And so coaches really took me on the wing. Vic Sheely has been definitely a father figure to me. He filled that role and really did a great job. And so he helped me, took me under his wing, really mentored me, and then meeting my professors, built great relationships with them. One of the key components about HBU as well, the class sizes, you really get to know them extremely well, and they are very open people who would love to not only help you academically, but spiritually. So spending time with them and then peers and the FCA here, I mean, gosh, there's countless number of people that definitely have their touch in my life from HBU. That's the Falcons D here.
That is fantastic. I mean, so why did you choose the education major and how are you going to utilize that degree?
Oh, good question. So when I first came in, I was a pre-engineering major, actually. So they had the pre-engineering program, which now they have an actual College of Engineering, which is really cool to see that during my time here. I was in that first my freshman year and sophomore year, realized I really didn't want to leave HBU. And so I decided to switch my major to something they had here, which was mathematics. So I was a mathematics major for half of my college career. And then After that, I decided, all right, I love teaching and I love mathematics. Like, let's put those together. And sure enough, I did. So my degree is in mathematics 7-12 education. I enjoy it right now. I'm in my student teaching. I've been there for almost a year now, so I'll be...
You're a student teaching?
I'm a student teacher, yeah, at Bel Air High School.
Where you attended?
Yeah, I went back to the alma mater. Yes, sir. You know, I have to represent. So, yeah, it's been a phenomenal experience. I have gotten to grow as a teacher, as a male teacher, as an individual in so many different ways. And so the way I'm going to utilize it, just live as a light for the kids in that community. There's definitely a variety of diversity at Bel Air High School, so I get to touch different ethnic groups, different socioeconomic backgrounds, really interact with students from all levels. And so hopefully the type of person Christ has kind of built me to be will definitely be a light and someone that these kids can be comfortable with, trust, grow from, and be able to excel to the next level for them.
You know, we need just mega thousands of Christian teachers in the public school system.
Agreed.
I mean, there's no question about that. How has Bel Air High changed since you were there?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, there's a few things. One of the things is kind of, it's different in the sense that when I was there, there was a strict policy on certain behaviors. You know, you couldn't wear like caps during school and earbuds, like that was a no-no. That'd be taken up immediately, taken to the AP. And so I think the culture has definitely changed in the sense that in my classes now, so I'm not the official teacher, but I do step into that role quite often. And as I want to so often, hey, take those headbands off. Hey, take that hat off. Like, you know, because I'm not used to that. That's not what I had. It's kind of a culture there. So getting used to those things, getting used to technology, rising up even more to where like headbands like are kind of ignored now. Things like that. The culture, the diversity change is definitely an upcoming of African Americans there, and so that's nice to see that that's being diverse into the school. What else has changed there? Sports have changed. A lot of coaches have left since I've been there. My head coach left, so that's different. Coach Coons is really good. I enjoy seeing him coach the guys and try to help out where I can. But, yeah, a few different things behaviorally.
So it certainly is a learning, a training ground in many ways, eh?
For sure. They're actually about to build new buildings now, so it's going to change even more in a little bit here, so.
So when you look at HBU and your work with the football team, I mean, I know that's not an official academic category, but obviously that's had a big impact on you working with the Huskies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Give me some examples.
Well, so, gosh, I mean.
And in a sense, it's kind of a quasi-teacher training in a way, isn't it?
For sure. One of the things is, I am the same age as these guys. I am in classes with these guys. I interact the same way that these guys do, but I have this position that means so much and is so crucial to the program and the running of it. And so one of the things is just being able to comfortably be set apart from the guys to let them know, hey, yes, I enjoy being around you. Hey, yes, I want to do everything I can for you, but I do have this job to fulfill. And if that means, you know, kind of pushing away a little bit or telling you no to things you want or things like that or letting you know, hey, that wasn't okay, then I have to do that. So kind of maturing early in that, even though these are my peers. Secondly, the responsibility that comes with the job is massive. I mean,
explain what is there. It's all the equipment on all the road games.
Oh, yeah. So,
and you can't forget a helmet or anything, eh?
Exactly. Oh, that's the worst. Gosh, you don't want to know what those conversations are like.
I know now why they didn't give me that job.
Yeah, for sure. There's a variety of things. I like to say we're the schedule of practice, right? So you have a hard script of what is going to be done at practice, but the execution of those things depends on the managers. Having balls where they need to be, being where they need to be, hiking the ball where it needs to be hiked, putting bags, step over bags where they need to be, running the clock.
And you are a Division I team.
Yes.
So. It's not like we're a big hoopla out here with no rules.
Right. And then, you know, laundry, making sure the players' laundries are done, the coaches' laundry are done, put in the correct locker. I can tell you how many times that gets screwed up. I mean, you're just going, and then all of a sudden, there's a DB in a defensive lineman's locker, and you're like, how did that even happen? I have no idea. And so those things, getting ready for those road games.
You better be careful. Your wife's going to have you making the bed the rest of your marriage.
Agreed. I love you too, babe. But so, yeah, gosh, it's a big responsibility for a college student. But, I mean, you step up to the plate and you do what you can. And I applaud Coach Healy for the position he allowed me to attend here.
Coach Healy is an amazing man. And one really cool thing about him, and I appreciate Coach Healy knowing his dad, is his dad, phenomenal Christian man, led FCA and led a lot of other things. But Coach Healy, he truly cares about the spiritual development of those football players. And, you know, I've had the privilege to live around a few NFL players who were really big time, you know, but they didn't have faith. Yeah. And so Christy and I, you know, we always tried to share Christ with them. And I remember one of them right now, in fact, is homeless, who was he was a nationally known guy. Mm-hmm. We used to go trick-or-treating with our kids together. The beauty is that, yeah, we got to win games. I get it. But in an eternal sense, what we give to these young men on that football squad spiritually is going to be the strongest takeaway of their life.
I agree.
Because, you know, Jim Kelly right now, and the quarterback of Buffalo, who is dying of cancer. And I was in Jim's home filming with him. And if you look at the film, he looks totally healthy. Right after we left, he got diagnosed with cancer in the jaw. I mean, they've literally taken out almost his entire mouth. His family's a Christian. His kids are Christians. And, you know, Jim went to the Super Bowl 4 times, but his faith is what's carrying him in some of the most horrible anguish of cancer. Now, you see that faith component and that mentorship that Coach Healy and all the other coaches are doing with the Huskies. Mm-hmm. How important is that?
It's 1,000 times important. Mm-hmm. I mean, at other D1 programs, maybe they do it, maybe they don't. But, you know, it could be kind of awkward to stand out.
Right.
And to say, yes, this isn't the norm. This isn't the social norm when it comes to football. But we will stand on what we believe. And I love that about Coach Healy, that, you know, he gets speakers to come talk after guys have just busted their butt in practice. Now it's time to listen to the word.
Yeah.
You know, he has the FCA guy come out, campus outreach guy comes out. And I love that. I love that these guys get almost a forced moment to just listen and learn. And so I think that's really important. He does it before the games. He has people come give a word before the games. And so it's really, I mean, and he's such a man of character. He definitely watches the things he does with the intent that he wants to be a light for these guys in the future. They may not see it now, but he's definitely planting the seed that will hopefully, if it's God's will, grow later when they...
Well, and we do know that when you plant the word, when you throw the seed, it will return. So your wife, Hades, from Finland, and she's a grad of HBU, and you're in this education major. What is the future plan for Haiti and for you vocationally?
Right. So right now I'm actually talking with Bel Air. Hopefully getting a job there is the number one thing. That's the next step for us. We'll do that, and then...
As what kind of a teacher?
As a teacher, yes, sorry. So I plan on being a mathematics teacher at Bel Air High School.
Okay.
That's a dream come true if that happens. So that's the main aim for us right now, and it's looking really good. So thank the Lord there. Haiti... we're about to be parents. So once the baby comes out and is introduced to life outside the womb, then she'll be a mom for a couple of years until we can really support. And then she'll eventually move on to start working. And
what's her major?
Her major is biology. So she was in the biology department here. So she graduated with a biology degree. She's not sure what she wanted to do yet, but God is definitely showing her step by step.
That's beautiful. What should future students know about Houston Baptist University?
Houston Baptist University is a place that you could come and grow. I mean, and when I say grow, there's so many different avenues in your faith, and you as a human being, in your vocation, and who you are. I mean, the teachers, the professors here are phenomenal. The class sizes are small enough to where you can interact and really engage with the material given in your classes. The spiritual aspect, the component of it, I love that we have convocations once a week that we could go and learn and meet new people and interact with new people. I love the clubs that we have here. I love the campus. The campus is so beautiful, so lovely. I mean, I was planning on going to Texas Tech. I can't imagine going to Texas Tech now. I love the size of the campus, and I just love the atmosphere, a place where I could be free, where I could be let my face shine so brightly. Because, you know, in the public domain, when I start teaching, it won't be so such the same. So here, I really got to soak it up, enjoy, grow with men and women of the faith here. I mean, and Dr. Sloan, him and I have had a phenomenal relationship over the last 5 years. So he's been such a good role model, inspiration for me as well. So the football domain, learning so many characteristics about myself, growing as a man to take care of the business that needs to be taken care of. So when students come here, they're going to come somewhere where they can grow in all aspects of who they are, for sure.
That is awesome. Well, we've been talking with Gabriel Bard, and he is majoring in education, and he serves as the head football equipment manager for the Huskies football team, Division I, under Coach Vic Sheely. It's really been an honor to talk to you, Gabriel. We're proud of you. Keep that light shining. Let God use you, and I know He will. We want to also remind people that if you have other questions about the College of Education, you can go to hbu.edu/coebs and learn everything there is, or you can call 281-649-3211. Gabriel, God bless. We're going to keep our eye on you, young man.
Thank you for your time. This has been a great honor. Thank you, guys.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.